Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 30th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 0.75 cents at 683 3/4. March wheat up 2.5 cents, 752.5. And March soybeans up 25 3/4 cents at 1535 1/4. The meal was up 15.20 at 488.70. That's a new contract high and high close there. The oil was up 70 ticks. For some reason, the grains really exploded here. Funds wanted it. It's supposed to be drier in Argentina the next 10 days, but considering they've had the rains they've had in the last week, they could probably use a little bit of sunshine to dry out the soil a little bit, get a little growth spurt. But somebody's concerned about the meal, obviously. We didn't see any Chinese exports this morning. There were no flash sales, but the market was very strong anyway. Crude oil is currently about on its lows, down 178, 77.90. So the corn and the beans ignored that. I really just don't see where the strength is coming from. Yes, the Brazilian harvest is slow. Maybe that's what's got guys concerned. But for the meal to put in this kind of a move here today seemed a bit out of character. If we didn't make the contract high in the last Friday of the month, which was this last Friday, then maybe we make it tomorrow, the last trading day of the month. But if meal is this strong over, let's say, 490 by the end of the week, then more is going on than I see out here. But we're going to use this rally in the next couple of days to try to get some more new crop corn and beans sold. I don't trust this old crop rally at all. Funds are heavily long. After today, 212 corn, probably close to 175 beans, 155 meal. So, you know, I just don't believe, with much better crops looking in Argentina and Brazil basically looking great, I don't see where the strength is coming from. But maybe I'm missing something. Maybe the Chinese did buy it overnight and bought it here again today. And maybe we'll see some of those export sales show up tomorrow. But so far, no indication the Chinese were here. The export inspections for corn were light, 528. Wheat, okay, 445. The beans were strong again at 1.855, with China taking about 900 and change of that total. So the Chinese are still importing it. Now, whether they're still buying it or not remains to be seen. But overall, you know, I haven't changed my mind. I've been saying that any rally caused by weather in Argentina or Brazil is a sellout here. I still think that Brazil is going to have a huge crop. Argentinian crops are going to be better than expected. And, you know, we always say we love to sell it when the funds buy it and buy it when the funds sell it. So we're getting a chance here, particularly in the corn and the beans and the meal, to get something sold to the funds. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.